Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Wait, I'm choking to death. Anyway, we got a lot to get to today. Just took a big sip of coffee right before I went on. We got a lot to get to today. Democrats now love insurrection. This is an unbelievable story. It's going on right here in New York. Cooney apparently behind insurrection. We'll get to that. We'll get to Chicago. It is really falling apart. Ghislaine Maxwell worrying about getting killed now. We'll explain. We'll get Jamie Dimon not running for president. We'll get to that. We'll get to Donald Trump and CNN with their leaked nonsense about classified documents. We'll get to the corrupt Merrick Garland and a whole lot more coming up. There's nothing more boring than the debt limit, the budget, but let's just clear it up real fast. This deal that was made, Republicans, Democrats, bipartisan, voted the debt limit deal. It stinks. It's a terrible deal, but it's the best that you could get. Kevin McCarthy got the best deal you could get. As much as it stinks, the best you could do. Now, he was a little too busy with the victory laps, but, and maybe he should explain it a little more clearly to his voters. Republicans don't control the Senate. Democrats control the Senate. That's where spending cuts have to take place. They will take place there when Democrats take over the Senate in, let's say 2024. But for the time being, all you can do is try to cap things. You can't make the cuts without control of the Senate. So McCarthy got the best deal he can get, but he was taking a little too much of a victory lap.
Tonight, we all made history because this is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for.
All right, that's a little over the no history was made, and it was the biggest cut ever, only because the spending is totally wildly out of control. So you make a millionth of 1% cut, it's still the biggest ever.
Is it everything I wanted? No. But sitting with one house, with a Democrat.
Right, even I'm getting bored listening to this. Anyway, the deal stinks, but it's the best deal they could get. They got some cuts in that IRS ridiculous budget to have armed agents. Can you imagine? The Democrats have totally seized the Justice Department. They have it totally under control. It's all corrupt now. They put in the most corrupt stooge they could find, Merrick Garland. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, thank God he didn't get on the Supreme Court. Hey, that would have been better. He could do less damage on the Supreme Court. That way he's just one vote of nine. But here, he is just letting crime go crazy all over America, whether it's the streets of Chicago or in all those Biden homes. Crime just totally out of control. You got the FBI director, Ray, who's going to defy a subpoena, congressional orders, and normally you could get arrested. But he's going to do it because he knows he's got Merrick Garland to protect him. Garland will cover up anything right now, whatever the Biden family is putting in their pockets, whatever the FBI is doing that they shouldn't be doing, Garland will cover it up. So the FBI director, Ray, knows he can get away with anything right now. Total corruption in the Justice Department. They're trying to do it in the IRS, too. Going after their political opponents. And what they wanted was $80 billion for armed IRS agents with machine guns. The IRS, the biggest thing they could have is some accounting dispute with somebody. Who sends in an armed agent with a machine gun for an accounting dispute? Well, that's what they want to do. So McCarthy got some cuts there. That's the good news. Hey, I think the most important story right now, because you look around and you go, what happened to this country? What world am I living in now where all the criminals are turned loose? Just do whatever you want. 50 times in a row, you can still go out. No bail. I see you've been caught here doing the same thing 697 times. No bail. You're free to go. So what kind of world is this? What kind of world is this where the attorney general will not look at any crimes, where the crazy lunatic district attorneys installed by George Soros letting criminals run loose all over the place? I read you that Chicago police order yesterday. They stopped, a lot of police departments stopped the high-speed chase on the highway thinking it's dangerous. Chicago, they ordered no more foot chases. You can't even chase them on foot anymore. So it's just totally out of control. The whole system falling apart, the whole country going crazy. Democrats couldn't care less about fixing anything. I know they act like they do. Try to look at any situation where the Democrats actually fixed something. They don't. The whole Democratic strategy is just give away everything to everybody. If you're not breaking the law, they'll give you free stuff. Here's a free phone. Here's free this, free checks, free student loans. They just give you everything. They just buy your votes. If you are a criminal, free whatever you need. No bail, no jail, whatever you need. They just let you run loose. So it's destroying America. How much worse can it get? A lot worse. Look at CUNY, which is the City University of New York. You see, all of our colleges have been seized by these crazy woke lunatics. They've been totally taken over. You know, and if you're saying to yourself, these crazy woke politicians, these crazy district attorneys, these crazy left-wing nutjobs, how are they getting elected? Because years ago, these woke Democrats seized the universities, turned them into indoctrination camps. They've been turning out generation after generation of people that'll vote for this nonsense, and it's getting even worse. There's the famous classic story, and this is a true story. This guy escapes communist Cuba years and years ago. He practically swims here, risking his life, gets to Florida somehow, escapes communism in Cuba, gets to Florida, works hard, makes a success of himself, is able to send his kid to a fine American university. And he said he couldn't believe it. His kid came back a communist after 4 years of college. He risked his life to get away from communism, and they turned his kid into a communist. This is going on in universities all over America. And at CUNY, the City University of New York, we just saw the worst example ever. You've heard about this horrifying speech. They chose a student to make a commencement speech, and she called for insurrection. She's an actual insurrectionist. The speech started off with the fascist NYPD, and we got to stop this fascist NYPD, and it degenerated into a call for revolution. America is the most racist, white supremacy. It just went into total nonsense. She called for the overthrow of America. She called for us to wipe out, kill all the capitalists. I mean, this is insurrection. This is an actual insurrection speech calling for the overthrow of America. The dean of the law school is seen applauding during the speech. I mean, I'm not even getting to the anti-Israel, anti-Semitic part of it. That's bad enough. But she actually called this student for the overthrow of America, called for insurrection. I don't know why she's not in jail. I mean, if you're going to lock up those January 6th kids, I don't know why this kid isn't in jail. YouTube had the whole graduation ceremony up. Apparently, CUNY realized later how bad it is because they took that speech down from the YouTube videos. And even though they took it, I don't know if anybody has the video, but it was just absolutely out of control. Eric Adams came to speak at CUNY. It's the City University of New York. And he was booed whenever he mentioned the NYPD. This is the kind of lunatics that CUNY is turning out. This is the most disgusting story in the news today. The commencement speaker is calling for the overthrow of America, denouncing America. She should be in jail for insurrection. I mean, I don't know if I'd do that if it were me, but if you're going to put those January 6th guys, you know, the January 6th kids, basically, nobody's been charged with insurrection there. Nobody. They all were charged with trespassing, unlawful entry, that sort of stuff. But if you're going to refer to that as insurrection, this is out and out insurrection. And this kid didn't try to hide it, just came right out and called for it. There's a board of trustees of CUNY, Bill Thompson, you know, that Democrat who's always running for something, hasn't said a word. Let me see who's on this board. Oh, it's Angelo Vivolo. Now, he's a good guy, friend of mine. He's a member of his restaurant, Vivolo's, on the Upper East Side. Also president of the Columbus Club. They do the parade every year. But he's a great guy. He has actually denounced this. CUNY is publicly funded. I guess who's in charge of CUNY if it's City University? Would the mayor have the final say? So everybody had anything to do with putting this speech on should be fired immediately, thrown the hell out of there. This board of trustees should clean this mess up. The kid should probably be arrested and charged with insurrection. It would make sense. I mean, I've never heard a more clear call for insurrection. Even that January 6th, all they were calling for was the votes from three or four states to be recounted by the states. and the electors not to be certified yet. That's not a call for insurrection. This is insurrection. This is CUNY, City University of New York. It's disgusting. It's one thing if it was a private university that raised its own money and funded itself, but this is taxpayer dollars paying for an insurrection speech? This is awful. Anyway, we'll get back to this. Hey, Ron DeSantis, whatever he's going to call himself now. He is Jeb 2. You remember the same thing happened with Jeb Bush. When Jeb Bush was running, just like DeSantis, completely fizzled, went nowhere, plunged in the polls, same exact scenario. And what did Jeb do? Fiddled around with his name. He figured the name was the problem. So instead of Jeb, it was Jeb exclamation point. You remember that? They put out all the bumper stickers and logos. Jeb exclamation point. So I guess it was, instead of Jeb, it was Jeb, trying to make him look livelier. So you got Karl Rove and the Bushes and all the donors, same exact crew that was behind Jeb, now backing DeSantis. And I guess they're telling the same thing. It's the name. DeSantis doesn't ring a bell. Doesn't have the right ring to it. Let's make it DeSantis. That'll fix everything. So nothing is working. And if anybody out there is still saying, well, let's see, will DeSantis beat Trump? DeSantis is not even in the running at this point. He was 25 points behind. He's 35 points behind now. He's way behind in Iowa. He's got no shot at victory. At this moment, he has no shot of anything at all. So he's desperately trying everything. He's all over Iowa. By the way, it's the dumbest strategy in the world. Hoping, well, maybe I could just win Iowa and that'll turn things around. Again, check your history. Whoever wins Iowa loses. Every single time. You know who won Iowa last time? It was Ted Cruz. 4 years before that, it was Mike Huckabee. Whoever wins Iowa never gets the nomination. So I don't know why he's putting everything into Iowa, but he's running around with us. Now he's got his wife there. That's when you know you really stink. When you got to bring your wife around. When, you know, I think they've started to realize nobody likes DeSantis. He's a nasty guy. He's an abrasive guy. He's got no personality, no warmth. He's humorless. Good governor, but no campaign skills. So now they got the wife up there, always with him. The wife is running around. They let the wife talk. And yesterday, she said, it's great. Tonight we're going out. It's going to be date night for us. This is the new strategy. Date night. First of all, I hate that term. That is the worst term. That's when you know marriage is a boring thing, where if you happen to go out one night, you have to call it date night. It's like a big event. Every night should be date night. So DeSantis fizzling. You got Christie jumping into the race. I have no idea what he's up to. No idea what he thinks is going to happen. He will not get any votes anywhere from anybody. He left New Jersey with like a 15% approval rating, and no shot. Some people think he's just there to attack Trump, and that he's being paid by a lot of people to do that. There are donors, rumors of donors, Steve Cohen, others who are backing him. They just want him to get in there and bloody up Trump. It's not going to hurt. In fact, it'll actually help Trump a lot. Mike Pence is going to enter the race. Mike Pence has a shot at maybe beating Christie in this. So that's about it. That's about it. I don't know what he's doing. CNN is planning a town hall with Mike Pence. CNN is on June 7th. When is that? I think that's next Wednesday night. A town hall with Mike Pence. Now, CNN normally gets about 300,000 viewers. Figure 200,000 that night. Although, the one thing they'll do with Mike Pence, he's a ratings disaster. Nobody wants to see him. But they think he's got a lot to do with January 6th. So they'll make this a January 6th town hall. That'll be the whole topic. But Pence is a nice guy. Unlike Christie, Pence is a nice man. Going absolutely nowhere. But there'll be that town hall. Anyway, we've got lots of stuff to get to. Hey, remind me to get to Dr. Fauci, too, who's now admitting the masks don't really do much of anything. So we'll get to all of that coming up. We'll take some calls in a minute. 800-321-0710 is the number. 800-321-0710. We'll take some calls. Now, today is Access Day, right? So believe it or not, this is so important, this iHeart Access Day, that we've dropped all the regular commercials. We will be sort of commercial-free. We'll have some Access interesting announcements, but we get rid of all the normal commercials. So I want you to as you're listening to the program today, you know, a lot of people say, why are the breaks so long? Ooh, they have so many commercials. It's a number one show. We're doing really well. Not only a number one in the, but what they call those psychographics, we're number one in highest per capita income audience, most CEOs, most C-suite listeners. So you sell a lot of spots that way. So that's why there's a lot of spots normally. But when you don't have all these spots, in some ways it's tougher to listen to. Like if you've ever done a show on Sirius, talk radio on Sirius is terrible because there's no breaks. You need a break. The host needs a break. You need a break. You know, so we have very short breaks today. How am I supposed to go to the little boy's room? How am I supposed to go get coffee? How am I supposed to do anything? Well, we'll find out. So, hey, check out the webpage. We'll do this from time to time up until the announcement, which I think is Monday or Tuesday. Just take a look back at some of the great Chris Christie blunders. Here he is. This is about 10 years ago. It's a Friars roast for Boomer Esiason. So I guess they figure New Jersey will have Chris Christie open it up. Watch him bomb completely. Totally bombs. Nobody is laughing at anything he said. Hey, did you see the Bruce Springsteen fall? This is actually pretty good. Bruce Springsteen, how old is he now? Is he like 72? He's doing like a Joe Biden move where he's going to run up on stage. Instead of coming out on stage from the side, he'll run up the stairs onto the stage to show how youthful and vigorous he is. He'll run up onto the stage. We'll watch him take the worst fall you've ever seen, right flat on his face. Now, don't worry. He's okay. He's fine. But it looks pretty scary for a second as Springsteen falls. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
710WOR has your chance to see Gladys Knight at the NYCB Theater at Westbury. Listen to Len and Michael tomorrow morning at 8:25 and you could win.
Hey, it's, like I said, iHeart. Radio Access Day today. Now, we give you access to stuff like never before. There's over 700 deals and experiences you could have today. Some of them are, well, let's see, there's a few. Here's great deals on a vacation to Orlando, Florida. Game Time is giving you $20 off tickets to the hottest shows and games of the summer. You could have Chef Tyler Florence come prepare a meal for you. These deals are only available today. It's only today. It's at iHeartRadio. AccessDay.com, iHeartRadioAccessDay.com.
You've probably been hearing us talking about it for a while now, but today it's here. It's our iHeartRadio Access Day. Are you ready to experience these one-of-a-kind deals from our partners, all these unique experiences? Very cool. Check out iHeartRadioAccessDay.com right now.
You could experience